Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alonzo told James and Cecil that he was ashamed of his treatment of Benicia and deeply regretted her losing the baby. Goldman advised John to get his intended craft business registered as soon as possible. Zena told Myrtle about the years of abuse from Maurice. We now join Zena and Maurice at home.
What's this, Maurice?
Open it.
Airline tickets?
Yeah. Zena, I was thinking we could take a little trip to Barbados next month. You know my cousin's always inviting us.
So you booked the tickets without even consulting me?
I want to surprise you.
Oh.
Look, it's only a week. I figure we can both use a break.
I have a business, Maurice. Before you book trips, you are supposed to consult me.
Like you consulted me when you picked yourself up and went to Sukebo? All I'm trying to do is apologize. I want this to work, Zena.
But it's not working, Maurice.
And whose fault is that? I'm trying.
Trying to be with a woman who has told you countless times that she is not happy?
Everything I do to show you that I care, you continue to reject.
Because you have not changed, Maurice. You have abused and tried to control me. It's just a cycle with you. Look, I'm just tired of all of this.
Okay, what haven't we done before?
Look, at this point, I don't even care anymore. I have no say in this relationship. I've made up my mind for whatever is the outcome because it seems like no matter what I try, you will never leave me alone.
Zena, please tell me what to do next. I'm willing to do anything except for separating. I cannot live without you in my life. I love you.
You're still talking about love? Explain how you can love a person and still hurt them the way you have hurt me. I can't go to Barbados next month, so you might as well just cancel those tickets. I need a nap.
Zena, wait.
What?
Listen.
Look, just let go of my hands, yeah?
Please, sit and hear me out just for a few minutes.
What, Maurice?
Please. Look, some time ago you suggested counseling. I really don't think we need counseling to fix our problems. I'm a proud man.
Okay,
and
we have nothing to talk about then.
No, wait, wait. Just hear me out, please.
What is it?
I was thinking that, you know, maybe we can give it a try.
Give what a try?
Marriage counseling.
Okay.
I don't like this hostility between us. And the children have been calling and texting me and... Look, I think we should go for it.
So, you're agreeing to go to counseling with me?
Yes. Honey, I want us to work this time.
And what if counseling doesn't work?
I'm willing to put this in work. If it takes months or years, I just want you to be my wife.
Okay, let's try marriage counseling. But promise me something.
What?
If this doesn't resolve our problem, you respect my wishes and let her go separate ways. Will you?
I don't intend for it to fail. We'll work through this and we will come out of it stronger.
Merry Christmas from NCN, radio and television for Guyana.
John, wake up.
Coretta, what were you doing?
All day you just lying around the house. Get up, man.
So you decide to throw ice water on me?
You know how long I calling you? And while we go and do the last minute's Christmas shopping, man.
You on your own with that. Leave me alone.
It's with your problem. I notice you're in a mood these days, you know.
I fed up, man. Every minute you in me is about something. If it's not talking about when I gonna get the business started, you want to do this or do that?
With husband and wife, John. I just don't want us to sit around wasting time.
I tell you that when I'm ready for do what I want, I will do it. And the nonsense you're there doing just now with throwing ice water on me, don't do it again.
I should have thrown a whole tray of ice on you this time.
Coretta, don't aggravate me, you know. You never see the other side of me. Don't push it.
Wait, like it's threat you threatening me?
I am telling you to leave me alone in peace, okay? Christmas is not a time that I really like. So please don't ask me for do this and that. I don't tell you already. I'm making the pepper pot and that's it. You tried with everything else.
Well, I don't know who don't like Christmas. Like you the living in the bush too long where they backward and don't know nothing about nothing.
Is what you said, eh?
I say like you the living in the bush too long where they don't know about nothing.
So you're insulting me and my community now?
I just don't understand how you ain't into Christmas.
Why you can't just accept that I said I'm not fussy about it and done at that? You got to go and make insults.
Look, I mean it like the man. I'm sorry. You could talk to me, John. You could tell me why you don't like Christmas.
It can't be that it's just not my thing and done at that.
But I need help. I still got to mix cake and bread. Plus, I said I'm going to do the garlic poke since when? And I ain't even do it yet.
All this fuss about one day. One day.
It's only once a year Christmas the scum, John.
I don't tell you already, don't spend out all the little money we got. You buy new curtains and I ain't seen nothing wrong with them curtains you had hung up there before.
So I can't want to change up the house a little bit?
Look. I going downstairs and swinging the hammock.
You gonna help me hang the fairy lights?
No.
You don't got to bark.
Don't ask me to do nothing else when it comes to this Christmas business. Just leave me alone.
But
Christmas radio.
Bien, aguanta ahí. Obtendremos ayuda. Adiós.
What's going on with them people at Brian's house, Benicia?
Brian, take their documents. He's threatening to go to the police and they will get sent back to Venezuela.
You see, if I worry with Brian, you watch. I gonna make sure he get charged for trafficking.
Shelly, estoy preocupada. This is not good.
I don't want you stressing yourself over this. You still recovering from losing your baby. Relax. Me and Ignatius gonna handle it. Let me call you.
Please, you must help them.
Don't worry.
Shelly?
Ignatius, I need your help urgently.
What's the problem?
Any of your apartments vacant?
One or two.
Here, boy. Them Venezuelans, they're over by Brad, they need help. He holding them people documents.
What? What's wrong with these young people?
Brian, looking for a good jailing. Is it possible that they could go and stay by one of your apartments till they get on their feet?
If it's urgent, sure.
Thanks. I don't know why I didn't think about this before.
Their lives are being threatened.
No, but he's threatening them for go to the police. But little do they know, Brian don't have the power to do anything. He's the one that can end up in jail.
Alright, I'm leaving here in about half an hour. I'll meet you at Brian.
They come out today?
Yes. Ignatius can meet me over there.
Oh, gracias. Gracias.
Don't mention it. I can't see Advantage Tech from people. I mean, do nothing about it.
I come with you. They speak little English.
Yeah, that makes sense. But Benicio, I don't want you fatiguing yourself. You got to take your time to heal.
It's no problem. I want them to feel safe. I want them to trust you.
All right. Let me change my clothes and we can head over there. Brian, that's on your Medibuy. Trafficking in person could land you in prison for 3 to 5 years.
I look like I trafficking anybody. You bother with Benicio and them two foolish ones I went into.
Where the people documents?
I don't have no documents.
Brian, where the people documents?
I said don't have none.
You know what? I can call Sergeant Murray.
Shelly, that's on your Medi, man. Alanza gonna go wrong if I go wrong, I want you know.
So what do
you
got to do with me?
Look, I know you still love me, friend, oh no. Just chill out, no man. Watch, them people is not Guyanese, you know. I don't know what you're going all out for them for.
So because it's not Guyanese, they're supposed to be treated like dogs? Brian, are you serious? Like you hire our boy? I really thought you was more level-headed than this, you know.
Look, I ain't controlling nothing in this operation, you know. There's the big man people. All I had to do was provide a place for them to stay.
And you got the people documents.
You want a beer?
Brian, hand over the people documents.
Shelly, come out my face, man.
Hand over the people documents, I say.
Shelly.
Up here, Ignatius.
Hey, you mean you crossing us going over here too? Alonzo need to calm you down.
Brian, don't get disrespectful, you know.
Why you whispering for? Eh? You ain't want your husband here or we never got the remedy for you?
Brian, you got Venezuelans living in this house and holding their muskets? It's jail you want to go to jail for?
Big man, relax yourself, right?
Trafficking in persons carries a sentence of 3 to 5 years.
I don't tell you.
All y'all overreacting.
Where's Benicio?
She's helping them pack up downstairs.
Okay.
Brian, you need to hand over the people documents.
Brian, documents.
Big man, I don't know you.
I am not going to repeat myself. I will call the police. You will be sitting in a jail cell tonight if you don't comply.
Mr. Ignatius and Shelley, gracias. Thanks helping my Venezolanos to move into a safe apartment. They have their documents back from Brian.
You're welcome, Benito.
People need to learn that they can't treat foreigners like garbage. We Guyanese would not want to be treated like that in another country.
Nobody should ever be treated like that.
Oh, Alonso is calling me again.
Is why he calling you every minute?
I don't know, but I do not want to talk to him.
Maybe he's telling me a blocky number.
Excuse me, I'm going to bed.
Relax, Benicio.
Si.
Sister Patsy in America? No wonder I ain't seen her around.
Really?
She just messaged me.
Wait, man. Oh, Patsy left the country so quiet. She coming back?
I will ask her. Anyway, good night. I'm going to bed.
Ignatius.
Yes.
Can we talk?
What is it?
Well, Christmas is just a few days away. So, I was wondering about some things.
Like what?
Like, when we can really talk again about us.
What's there to talk about, Shelley? We have this new living arrangement, and I am okay with it.
So, you can never move back into our bedroom?
Shelley, what you did to me is unforgivable. And any other man. Matter of fact, if this was a few years ago, you would have been out on the street.
But Ignatius...
You had an affair with my nephew, Shelley. It could have been anybody else. But you choose him.
It wasn't planned. I never meant to hurt you.
You said Christmas is a few days away. And I want to have a Merry Christmas. I have no interest in moving back into the master bedroom now or anytime soon. I kept my composure all these months because I didn't want to do anything out of anger and live to regret it.
But we can't...
I hope he was worth you losing my trust, my faith in you, and questioning my love for you. You have to deal with those demons. Good night.
Ignatius.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.